You will hear part of a discussion in which Alex Rogers from a community action group and Nadia Thompson from the National Park Service are discussing disabled access to national parks and other outdoor spaces. For questions 1 to 5, choose the answer A, B, C or D, which fits best according to what you hear.
Today we're discussing access to hiking trails in our outdoor spaces, and specifically national parks. With me are Alex Rogers from local community action group Access All Areas, who advocate for improved access for people with disabilities, and Nadia Thompson from the National Park Service. Alex, let's start with you. Could you give us an outline of what the key issues are for disabled people in this particular context?
Sure. Our countryside is crisscrossed by a network of fantastic walking and hiking trails, many of which can be found in national parks. And yet the vast majority of them are completely inaccessible to those people living with disabilities. This is in contrast to many urban settings where provision is quickly becoming more widespread. I mean, just think about public transport, municipal buildings, hospitality and tourism. These sectors have been making great strides in accessibility, either due to legal obligations or for commercial reasons. It sends a positive message about inclusivity that is absent in our national parks.
Nadia, how would you respond to that?
The National Park Service is fully committed to improving accessibility and is working hard to implement positive changes in this area as soon as possible. We understand full well that disabled people have as much right as everyone else and are just as keen to get out and about in our beautiful natural spaces. In recent years, complaints have been mounting up from groups such as yours, Alex, and after a lot of consultation with charities, local government and health experts, I believe we've now got a solid and workable proposal finalised, which will improve access for wheelchair users, as well as for people with other health conditions or impairments.
It's good to finally get this plan agreed, but it is a shame that it takes so much effort to move things in the right direction. Community action groups like mine have to constantly pile on the pressure and keep at it in order for change, however frustrating the process can be.
I appreciate your frustration, Alex, but we are making progress. We've come a long way in the last decade, and I agree that we mustn't let up now. One of the largest obstacles that I think the National Park Service faces is a lack of funding, both government and private. What we're trying to do with our latest funding applications is highlight the benefits of spending time in nature and make it clear that the National Park Service has a responsibility to provide access for all citizens. That's why we're now consulting people like Alex to help us present our case.
And do you think that this is a good approach, Alex?
We have been trying to get more involved for some years now, so yes. However, there is not much that we can do when it comes to attracting investment. We can definitely continue to make the case for the health benefits, though.
Is this a fair assessment of the situation in your view, Nadia?
In my view, yes, it is. We see the role of community action groups as more connected with campaigning and raising awareness among the disabled community. Their data gathering is also a valuable support.
We focus on encouraging participation. You know, taking groups of wheelchair users on a hike to give them the confidence they need to open their eyes to the possibilities. We want to urge them on to be more adventurous and challenge themselves through outdoor activities like hiking. More than just inspirational, their lived experiences can be very powerful at persuading people of the need to upgrade paths and trails so that they are wheelchair friendly and cater for people with other disabilities, such as prosthetic limbs. We have started running workshops for the National Park Service employees so they can learn about the achievements of disabled hikers in places with proper access. It's about getting everyone on board to change the mindset of wider society.
Yes, I see how they could be really meaningful to a lot of people. How have the Park Service employees reacted to these workshops?
Very enthusiastically in all the parks we've tried them in. Working with Alex on this has not only been really enlightening, but also given us a fresh perspective on why it's needed. Actually, among the national parks and other organisations that manage outdoor spaces, there are plenty of initiatives being thought up. But the key thing is that we have to actually go through with them and not just pay them lip service. Unfortunately, some of these plans can lay idle on someone's desk, gathering dust while other things take priority.
Ah, right. And do you have any way of addressing this?
We're trying to make Alex and groups like hers more of an integral part of what we do.
And we are delighted to bring a raft of experience to the table.